Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hi, I'm Zoe Close. I'm the Area Sales Manager for Practice Plan. And today's podcast, we've got Sarah Buxton with us. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Zoe.
How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you very much. Sarah, today I want to talk about the grievance procedure and how we handle this in practice. But just before we go on to that, just tell me a little bit about your background and how you got into all this.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a director of FTA Law. We're based in Leeds, but we act for practices all over the country, England and Wales, and we act for dental practice owners and dentists in all aspects of buying, selling and running a dental practice. My specialism is employment and HR, which lots of practice owners do struggle with, as you'll be aware, because it is constantly changing. So it's really difficult for practice owners to keep up to date with what's happening with the current legislation. So my main role is to help and support practices in that regard.
Busy lady then.
Yes.
So on the whole then, Sarah, what is grievance?
A grievance is any complaint by an employee, and you probably think, wow, my employees complain all the time. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to jump straight into formal proceedings, but what it does mean is that you need to ensure that you are listening to your employees and you can try and deal with those complaints informally, and that is the best way to deal with them. So for example, what tends to crop up a lot in practices is that you may have two employees who are not getting on very well. A woman employee may come to you and say, I don't like my colleague, or I don't feel as though I'm being treated very well. And in that situation, the best way is to ask the employee, what are they wanting to achieve from it? And they probably just want to be friends or want an apology for the behaviour. Then you can go to the other employee, explain that their colleague feels a little bit insecure and not happy with their behaviour, and try and sit them down and talk it out and end up with a happy team. If that fails and the employee that originally raised the complaint doesn't feel as though it's resolved, then you can ask them to put it in writing. And at that stage, I would say that's when it becomes a formal grievance, and you do have to then look to your grievance procedure. The grievance procedure is often found in the staff handbook, or sometimes it can be part of the staff contract, depending on who's drafted your contracts and policies and procedures for you. But what it should do is abide to the ACAS code. This is a code which is produced by ACAS, which sets out how a grievance should be dealt with. If you don't follow that ACAS process, if the employee did end up taking you as an employer to the employment tribunal because they were so aggrieved by the dispute, any compensation that is awarded to that employee can be increased by up to 25%. So it's really important that you do make sure that your grievance procedure does follow that code. So I would always recommend that you have an annual review of your grievance procedure and make sure that it is kept up to date.
Okay. So obviously I've sort of worked in practice a long time previous to this, and you know, I was always quite keen to take any sort of issue quite seriously, quite quickly, and deal with it informally.
Yep.
I mean, it's always the best way, surely, but you do have to be aware of the policy to make sure that you can sort of follow it through should you need be.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always lots of options available, and practice owners often contact me when they've found that it's become so difficult they don't know where else to go. And I always start back at the beginning and say, have you been through the informal proceedings? Have you had a chat with them and tried to sort it out? There are other options available, such as mediation. That can be great at resolving conflicts and trying to ensure that communication really between you and the employee. Yeah.
Just having conversations, yeah, really, isn't
absolutely.
It? Keeping an open dialogue.
Help rebuild the relationship, because ultimately, as soon as you start going down formal proceedings, that can affect morale. And because lots of practices are quite small, it's hard to keep it confidential.
Of course, yeah.
So everybody knows about it. And it can take up a lot of your time. If you've ever had to go through a grievance, after you've what happens is that the employee raises the grievance in writing. And then you have to investigate that grievance. And that can involve taking witness statements from other employees, maybe looking at your CCTV, looking at evidence. And that can take a big chunk of your time when ultimately you want to be doing the dentistry. Once you've done that investigation, it's only then that you can report back to the employee and try and satisfy them with a suitable outcome. And that may not be the end of it, because if they're still not happy, then they have the right to appeal. And again, there's timelines and certain procedures that you have to undertake to ensure that you're abiding with that ACAS code. So it can take 2 to 3 weeks to go through a formal grievance. So anything informal
is easier.
Is easier.
I think the message is, you know, not to ignore anything really and try and deal with things quite early on to stop that escalation. So what if an employee left because they felt so grieved? Would you still deal with that issue after their exit?
Yeah, it's interesting because sometimes employees tend to resign and include a grievance within that resignation. And it does depend on various factors as to maybe how they've resigned, because if they've resigned without notice in response to something that's happened in the practice, I would be advising a practice owner to deal with that as a grievance, because there's a risk there that may escalate into a full-blown dispute. So it's best to try and nip it in the bud as soon as possible. If, for example, they've resigned with notice and you do an exit interview and they're just grumbling, then maybe it's not appropriate to then go into full-blown grievance proceedings. But ultimately, there's no legal obligation to deal with a grievance that's been raised after employment. There's no legal obligation to deal with a grievance that may be raised during the recruitment process, because they're not actually employees. However, you have got to be alert that if somebody's complaining, that may escalate. So it may be best to take advice on what you should do with that complaint at that time.
Yeah, and I suppose if someone does leave and resign through feeling aggrieved about something you're not aware of, it's quite good to know and investigate that actually as an employer.
Yeah, absolutely, because I think sometimes, and it goes back to what we were saying about having appropriate conversations, we don't always know what's going on inside someone else's mind. We don't know how they're feeling. As if you can have conversations with your staff, then a lot of this can be dealt with before it escalates into a formal grievance and hence into a dispute in the tribunal, which ultimately my job is to stop it getting to that point, because once you get into the court arena, it is incredibly stressful and time consuming and very costly. So you really don't want to get to that point. So anything you can do to deal with complaints early on, the better, really.
Lovely. Thank you very much for today.
Thank you.